Tom Guinea is in the restaurant business. He owns Gastronomy Incorporated, which operates Market Street, The New Yorker, and several other restaurants around the valley. While Guinea always wants his guests to enjoy their time inside his restaurants, he says their experience really begins outside.
It's the first greeting of hospitality. And unfortunately, it gets overlooked in 2012.
For Guinea and his employees, keeping the outside looking nice is no easy task.
We physically inspect these properties 3, 4, 5 times a day. Our employees go out and sweep the streets, sweep the gutters. Picking up gum is a matter of which of those brown black spots are. It takes you getting on your hands and knees with a wire brush, a scraper, and a chemical called Goof Off, and you physically have to do it.
Leslie McGregor is the manager of Market Street and has worked with Guinea for 28 years. She says he's always been adamant about keeping his storefronts clean, but in recent years, his mission has spread to cleaning up more of Salt Lake City.
We hired what we called our gum boys. And we hired a bunch of 17-year-old kids that were going around and scraping gum and picking up garbage. But like today, I sent my coffee bar girl out. She was slow, so I sent her out to scrape gum and gallons of Goof Off and spatulas.
Guinea has met with a few downtown leaders about the cleanup, but he says his goal is not to form a committee or a program. He just wants to set an example.
In a few days, we're going to have 22,000 people arriving in our city with the summer retail show. City Creek just opened up. So now would be a great time to make a special effort to take a look at what's on your doorstep.
I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.